Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 hurricane, swiftly moving toward the coasts of Texas and Louisiana, and is expected to make landfall tonight. More than 500,000 people have been ordered to evacuate, which is, of course, complicated because of the pandemic. Ray Hawthorne is a meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network and joins us now. Ray, the National Hurricane Center calls this a formidable hurricane. Is it expected to strengthen further from where we are right now?
It looks like it. The storm is over warm water. The winds high up in the atmosphere are light, and it looks like it is going to continue to strengthen for several more hours. There are some indications of some stronger upper-level winds right as the hurricane approaches the coast tonight, which could weaken it a little bit, but it's really not going to be enough to prevent this from being a major, major event.
So what does that mean? What are you anticipating here? How severe could the damage be?
Very severe. So the storm surge, which is the amount of water level rise above normally dry ground, is forecast to be 10 to 20 feet above normally dry ground. And that surge could extend 30 miles inland over parts of far southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana. So it looks like Jefferson County, Texas, into Cameron Parish, Louisiana, could be some of the worst areas hit by this, but the surge will extend outside of that. If you think about it in these terms, that would be about the height of two average adult humans. So just really incredible surge.
And what about wind and rain?
Yeah, so forecast winds are expected to be over 100 miles per hour near and where to the east of where the center crosses. This is a very large hurricane, Jeremy. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to about 70 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 175 miles. So there are likely to be tropical storm force winds as far west as the Houston and Galveston area and as far east perhaps as New Orleans. Rainfall, we're looking at rainfall amounts between about 8 and 12 inches. There will be areas that receive 15 inches or more of rain or more, extending far inland into parts of Arkansas and also into Oklahoma as well.
One of the things that was so surprising about this storm is that it was just a tropical storm yesterday, and now we're looking at the possibility of a Category 4 hurricane tonight. As we remember, there are only five categories. Why did it gain so much strength so quickly?
Yeah, there are three primary factors. The first is the water in the Gulf of Mexico is quite warm, and that warm water extends fairly deep below the ocean surface. So that's a big part of it. Also, the winds higher up in the atmosphere have become quite a bit lighter over the last 24 to 36 hours. For hurricanes to get stronger, the winds high up in the atmosphere have to be light, and we've seen that. And the third factor is the moisture in the atmosphere. So dry air can prohibit hurricanes from strengthening. In this case, the relative humidity have come up in the middle and upper parts of the atmosphere, and that is why that Laura has strengthened quite a bit over the last day or so.
Now, you mentioned Arkansas, you mentioned Oklahoma. What are we expecting this storm to do as it continues to weaken over land?
Yeah, so the weakening will definitely take place once it gets inland. Unfortunately, the storm is very strong to start, and it's moving quickly toward the northwest at about 15 miles per hour. So it looks like hurricane force winds, Jeremy, could extend as far almost to Shreveport, and tropical storm warnings extend into parts of southeastern Oklahoma, southern Arkansas. So we're going to see wind damage and power outages very far inland from this storm. Also, lots of heavy rain and strong gusty winds moving into parts of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys as well, coming up by Friday.
And just briefly, obviously the pandemic makes it more difficult to deal with this storm. What are officials saying people should do in especially Texas and Louisiana?
Yeah, your best bet is if you're asked to evacuate, you will want to evacuate. This is a severe, potentially catastrophic storm. Your best bet is going to be evacuating to a neighbor or a friend or a family member is going to be your best bet. Shelters are going to be open. CDC guidelines are going to be adhered to. But really, your best bet is a friend or a family member.
Ray Hawthorne, a meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, watching Hurricane Laura. Ray, thank you.
You're welcome.